Hey everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, December 17th, 2010, and there's somebody erecting a large tent outside the offices this morning. I really don't know why, and it was pretty loud yesterday with a lot of clanging, so if you hear any weird noises, I assure you, other than that cough, it's not me. So let's get started with movies. Last weekend's top six, just because number six, I think you'd like to know the ranking of, at the box office include The Chronicles of Narnia, $24 million, The Tourist, $16.5 million, Tangled, $14.3 million, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, $8.5 million, Unstoppable, $3.7 million, and Black Swan with $3.3 million. New this week at the box office, Tron Legacy, Yogi Bear, Good Things Coming Bears, we're told. Seriously, that was the teaser slogan for the movie. Rabbit Hole, Casino Jack, and How Do You Know are also hitting some theaters. In the news, Blake Edwards, director of the Pink Panther films, has died this week, unfortunately. He's done a lot of great stuff. Go check out A Shot in the Dark if you never have. In other news, outlets are confirming Jon Favreau has exited Iron Man 3, the reasons for which are many and unconfirmed. Some say the studio is trying to force an intentionally bad plot on him so they wouldn't have to pay him what he's worth, which seems possible, but we're not going to know, so let's move on. Multiple stop-motion animated Wizard of Oz movies are in the works, not to be confused with the multiple live-action Wizard of Oz movies in various stages of development. So there could be anywhere between two and four Oz projects hitting theaters near you in the next 2 years. Hooray! Seth MacFarlane's movie Ted, a film about a guy who talks to his teddy bear as an adult, is said to be adding two more stars to the mix. Mila Kunis and Adam Scott are in talks to play roles in the film. Good choices. In a report on MTV, Robert De Niro reported that he, Joe Pesci, and Martin Scorsese will all work together with Al Pacino in a gangster movie called The Irishman, which apparently will be the most mob-tastic film ever made. Clash of the Titans 2 has been given a release date already. March 2012 is the plan. The Funkasaurus himself, George Clinton, is suing the Black Eyed Peas over using a sample in their music after initially rejecting the request to use the sample when they made the request. Roger Ebert's At the Movies television show will be starting on PBS very soon, produced by the film critic with other people on camera. No date was available for me, but hey, who knows. IBM has apparently invented a robot that can play Jeopardy. If worthless trivia can be offered up by artificial intelligence, I'm going to be out of a job. So hopefully it loses. The Weinstein Company and Miramax are teaming up for distribution deals and sequel deals. Bad Santa, Rounders, and Shakespeare in Love are all on deck to get a number two. The Venture Brothers will be having its complete fourth season, appearing on Blu-ray in March. So no split, it's just if you waited at this point, you can just get the Blu-ray and get the whole thing. Good for you for waiting. If you didn't wait, well, you got DVD part one, now you can get DVD part two. New at Entertainment Earth. Our OMG, I need a gift sale ends Monday at midnight, and then the sale's over. Better hurry if you want to get a great deal on some amazing items. We've actually sold out of quite a few. A lot of Kurt Adler Christmas decorations and ornaments are long gone. We also have Toy Story 3 Lego on sale, but again, only for a couple more days. So check our website, order early, order often, mostly early. Otherwise, things you'll want will be sold out because, well, as you know, Christmas is next week. In toy news, LEGO 2011 sets are up at Entertainment Earth, including Pharaoh's Quest, New Atlantis, New Star Wars, and scores of other goodies. Seriously, just go look. Search LEGO 2011 to see everything. There are pictures up of many, but not all items. I like the Mandalorian figure pack from Clone Wars because you get four Mandalorian troopers, a speeder bike, and a big old gun thing. And there's a really cool new angler in the New Atlantis set that's just amazingly cool. I like big angler fish. I bought one a couple years ago when they did it for the Aqua Raiders, I think it was? No, Aqua Zone. One of those. They had a lot of undersea quasi-pirate exploration lines, and I got the one with the fish in it. Very nice stuff. Star Wars! Gentle Giant has announced three new pieces. Two Jumbo Kenner action figures of Luke Skywalker and Tusken Raider based on the 1978 figures. And a new bust of Wicket the Ewok from Return of the Jedi that's almost the entire character minus part of his feet. Nice stuff. Doctor Who, a number of new items were listed for Doctor Who, including a Pandorica figure and CD set. I don't watch the show, I apologize for mispronouncing. The figure and CD set includes six figures with six MP3 CDs telling stories from audiobooks. It's a pretty nice little collection. Futurama. Toynami got the plush license, and they're going to do some really cute plushies, including the best Zoidberg I've ever seen, as well as a Bender and a Nibbler in their first series of plush, which implies there'll be more. Green Lantern movie Mezzets are up from Mezco. They're pre-order right now. Hal Jordan and Sinestro come in a set. They come in a larger 6-inch size and a smaller 2-inch keychain size. The Transformers Battle in Space gift set has been released, including G1 movie-colored versions of Hot Rod, Rodimus, or Cyclonus, or and Cyclonus. It also includes a die-cast metal Matrix of Leadership, as well as a new comic book, including what is referred to as a quasi-deleted scene from the movie, with some interesting artwork focusing on the new designs of the characters. The Bad Robot mascot is getting a collectible statue from Quantum Mechanics, complete with the J.J. Abrams staple that is a cup of Slusho. It's about $90, and you can order it from us if you'd like, and we'd like you to. The Four Horsemen Outer Spaceman action figure line has shipped this week. Mine is on my way to me, and I can't wait to see how it turns out. If you don't know what it is, well, you probably don't care, but I do, and I do. So, yeah, that's it for this week's Entertainment Earth podcast. We may be taking a couple of weeks off due to the holidays. I'm going to have a couple of the next Fridays off. So if I can record something in advance for you, I will. Maybe a year-end roundup special or something. But what I'll probably do is take a break. So you guys have a happy whatever it is you're going to have. Maybe you choose not to celebrate the new year. That's up to you. I prefer to celebrate the new year by not buying a new calendar because I'm too cheap to waste money on paper. So, I will see you guys all next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Check us out on our website because we sell things and we'd like you to buy them. I think that's a good reason. See you next time on Entertainment Earth Podcast.